From film to TV to breakfast cereal, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein has had a major impact on the literary world and pop culture. As the book celebrates its 200th anniversary this year, I spoke with McCracken County Library's Matt Yeager on what's made Frankenstein last and what next week's discussion on the book at MCLIB might hold. So Frankenstein celebrates 200 years this year. What do you think has made this book so lasting that we're still talking about it two centuries later?
Well, it touches on themes that still resonate today, for sure. Themes such as alienation, prejudice, the confluence of science and religion, the responsibility of science. These are all topics that still resonate with us today. But it's also based on myths, and myths seem to endure as well. We still talk about our Greek and Roman myths. And the subtitle of Frankenstein is The Modern Prometheus, so it touches on the Greek and Roman myths. So in the same way that myths endure, Frankenstein has become a sort of new mythology that has held on for two centuries and likely will hang on for two centuries more.
I think what's kind of cool about it is that not only is the story interesting and resonating, how it was created is kind of interesting.
Right. It came about as a competition between a group of writers, companions, notably among them Mary Shelley herself, her husband Percy, and their poet friend Lord Byron. And out of that competition, they were having a competition to come up with horror stories. And out of that competition, some elements of vampire myth were nailed down. But it was Mary Shelley's contribution of Frankenstein that really hung on over the years.
So do you know anything about what the book's reception was like at the time? Like when it was published, what did people think?
It was an instant bestseller. Interesting to note, though, it was published anonymously. Word got out that it was a work of one of the Shelleys, but it didn't have Mary Shelley's name attached at first. People assumed that it was Percy that wrote it. Her name wasn't attached until about 16 years later in the 1830s. But in 1818, it was published anonymously, probably because she was a woman, also because she was very young. She was only 20 years old when it was published. But it was heralded from the onset. In fact, the first stage adaptation of it came just 5 years later in 1823.
Wow. So she was only 20 at the time.
She was.
I mean, that's...
Started it when she was 18 or 19, yeah.
Well, what do you think contributed to her being able to write it? I mean, I know that she had already gotten pregnant and had a child and lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that motherhood played into the themes of creation at all? Or
absolutely. It's a huge theme. And because she was a teenager, and obviously a very intelligent teenager, it's if you look at it from the perspective of a young adult novel, she was a teen when she wrote it, and a lot of those themes that we associate with contemporary young adult novels, alienation, feeling cast off by your parents, being misunderstood, the percussions of beauty, trying to fit in, all of those were personal feelings that she was likely having because she was a teenager herself when she wrote it.
So do you expect a lot of young adults to come out to the discussion? Or
they've been invited. I hope to see lots there. The discussion is open to anybody of any age who wants to discuss. I know I read it for the first time as a teenager. I read it again in college. I read it again in graduate school. I think that's with most people. But one of the reasons it can stand the test of time is the discussions that can surround it are seemingly endless. If there's a theme that's important now, you can somehow find it in Frankenstein still.
So is there anything that you hope will come up in the discussion on the 15th? Or
I hope to find a perspective that I've never thought of. I hope somebody comes and blows my mind. that's always what I'm looking for in a discussion, to expand my own understanding of something, to find a perspective that I haven't had. I come from a background that's unique to my own, and to hear other people's takes on it, tapes that might include some multicultural perspectives or some feminist perspectives. The monster in Frankenstein can represent so many different facets of our society that just hearing the impact of the work on the individual is what I'm hoping to come out of the discussion.
Curiosity-wise, in terms of like Mary Shelley and her feminist background, her mom, Mary Wollstonecraft, was kind of a famous feminist too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Do you think that played into the work, or have you...
Even the fact that she, I mean, just the fact that Mary Shelley thought she could sit down and play with the big boys and write something as good as they can and eventually attach her own name to it, I think speaks of the influence of her mom. When you think back to the early 19th century, she was alone, relatively alone, in the publishing world. The fact that she left home, left the care of her parents, to carry on this torrid love affair and that sort of thing also speaks to a bold feminism in her. She was her own woman, for sure. And in hindsight, much more long-lasting than her husband was.
Well, awesome. Matt, is there anything else that you think I should ask you before about the book? I mean, there's so many things we could get into, but I...
Absolutely.
I know that...
if you just start thinking about all the iterations of Frankenstein that have come out of this one idea, we have countless movies, stage adaptations, we have Frankenberry cereal, we have the Munsters... Frankenstein's reference in the song The Monster Mash, Saturday Night Live skits, contemporary TV shows like Once Upon a Time and Penny Dreadful all rely on Frankenstein, cartoons, graphic novels, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We call mashup foods Frankenfoods. I mean, all of these things came out of Mary Shelley and her imagination and her influences. So it's pretty mind-blowing when you really sit down and think about the wide-ranging influence that this one book has had.
Matt Yeager leads a free book discussion about the 200th anniversary of Frankenstein at the McCracken County Public Library next Monday, October 15th at 7 p.m. in the meeting room. There's also a U.S. Bank Family Series performance of Frankenstein at the Carson Center on the 21st. Physical and digital copies of the book are available at the library.